Oh, yeah. It's a great day. Can you feel it? Have you had a good day so far? Well, if you're just beginning your day, I hope you have a wonderful one. Anyway, I'm so excited that we're chatting with Joe Cross, the creator and the star of the internationally recognized hit documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. In the last episode, Joe talked about his process, his journey through his 60 days of consuming nothing but vegetable and fruit juice, which led to him dropping 85 pounds, completely curing himself of a medical illness that he had, so he got to go off of all of his medication, and also creating more energy, vitality, and strength than he had had in many decades. Now, in the previous episode and in his documentary, he talks about how he hired a team of professionals, health professionals, to help him create his entire program and also to monitor his health as he went through the process to make sure that he wasn't doing anything dangerous to his body. Well, the good news is he completely succeeded. And now, over the years, he's learned even more to make his program and protocol even better. So he's going to talk about starting off with this 15-day 5-5-5 challenge he calls the reboot, where literally you can reboot your body, your body's new digestive system, its health, and reset your cravings so that you crave the foods that are going to make you healthier and help you lose fat. So kick back, relax, and let's bring back from fat, sick, and nearly dead, Joe Cross.
What I recommend to start off is what I call a 15-day 5-5-5 reboot, which is 5 days of eating nothing but fruit and vegetables and juicing, mm-hmm. and then 5 days of juicing only, and then finish it with 5 days, just like the first five, where you eat and juice fruit and vegetables. So all up, that's 15 days.
So the first five and the last five... Wait, so am I hearing you right, where the first 5 days and the last 5 days are very similar? First five, you're eating fruit and vegetables and juicing fruit and vegetables. And then the That's last right. 5 days, you're also doing the same thing?
Exactly. And then the middle five.
The middle five is all juice.
Only.
Juice only. Okay.
And if you start on a Wednesday, then you'll have the Wednesday through Sunday where you're eating, so you get a weekend where you can have, like, beautiful fruit, beautiful vegetables, you can eat lots of stuff. Then you sort of start your Monday morning where you go to work, where you're juicing, and you can make enough batch of juice on the Sunday night. It'll last 3 days. You can keep it in the fridge in a glass container. And then you do one more juice-up batch on the Wednesday night, and you've got Thursdays and Fridays done. And you can be pretty well organized that by the coming Saturday, after your 5 days of juice and you're working and you've gone pretty quick, then you're back into eating and juicing. And then 15 days later, you know, the average man that does this loses about 10 pounds. The average female, about 7 or 8 pounds.
Oh, wow.
They do this 15 days. And they feel absolutely fantastic. They feel lighter. They want to move. They've got energy. Their sleep is better. And then on day 16, when you're effectively off the reboot program, you know what happens?
What happens?
They want to eat more fruit and vegetables because they feel good. They want to keep that sensation of that awareness and that youth and that excitement of having the Mother Nature's energy in your body. So you keep doing it.
So you essentially create an addiction to the things that are going to make them more and more healthy.
Exactly.
That's beautiful because I know it takes very little effort to do and consume the things that we're addicted to. So, gosh, if we can just get addicted to the very things that's going to increase our health and help us look and feel better, then that's a win-win.
I could agree more. You know, like the reality is this. If someone had told me 7 or 8 years ago before I started this journey that you would one day not want to eat the same amount of ice cream that you eat, like that you would go, I'll give you an example. 2 years ago, I went to France and I said, you know what, I'm going to have a rest. I'm just going to eat as much ice cream because I'm on holidays and I'm going to enjoy myself. Okay?
Yeah.
And on the Sunday night, I went out and had a tub of ice cream. Same on the Monday, same on the Tuesday. By the Wednesday night, Thomas, even though I had the free leave pass for the whole week, and I was only 3 days in. I still had four nights to go where I was just going to enjoy myself. You know what? I didn't want it. I didn't feel like it. I actually started feeling not too good. It was my head was getting blocked up. I wasn't sleeping well. I didn't feel good. I had less energy. So here was an incredible situation happening where I tried to go back to what I was doing all the time for all my life. But after 2 or 3 years of just living this lifestyle, trying to go back to that way in a short period of time during that week wasn't possible for me.
What do you think it would have been like if you had made that same trip 10 years prior before you did your own reboot?
Ah, you mean what would I have done with the ice cream?
Yeah. Do you think it would have been
I would have been nailing it. I was nailing ice cream every night. No, ice cream was one of my favorite things. I would have it every night after dinner, watching movies, watching telly, you know. No. I mean, it's interesting, and you don't sort of believe it until you get the sensation that, you know, if you give your body the fuel that it is designed or evolved to actually consume, and it, you know, you put the right input in, you'll get incredible output out. That once you are on that mission for a while, when you put the sort of fuel in that's not as good, you know, your body can handle it for a short period of time, and sometimes it can be very enjoyable and exciting, but on a long period of time, it's not fun anymore.
Got it. That's the problem with food, is that the downside is it gets addictive, and it's very hard for a lot of people to really see the damage that they're doing to themselves until they go to the doctor and they get the blood work done and they get a full examination. They, on a day-to-day basis, most people live their days with such a high level of tolerance to the pains and the aches and the energy level of their body, they really just don't have anything to compare it to. And what you're saying is, after you did your own reboot, you go back and look at the way that you lived, and then you even tried eating the way you used to, and it sounds like it was just physically painful for you to go back to that.
I immediately lost the zest and energy that I had had. So I just didn't feel myself, which is what happened. So I wouldn't call it painful. I'd call it that I didn't feel good.
Well, I love the word reboot. I mean, seriously, like, okay, so you got this, you call this a reboot, and I think it's perfect because anybody who's ever used a computer before, if you use a computer, you can use, once you get used to using the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art computer for some time, give it the same 5 or 15 days that your reboot starts, right? Use that same computer. The moment you go back to an older model, like 3 or 4 years ago, it's not even the same. You can't even use the darn thing. You know, 3 or 4 years ago was like the fastest thing possible, and you loved it, and you were used to it. And then you use an upgraded computer that's brand new. You get used to that. And then the moment you go back to the old, slower one, you just can't use it anymore. It's almost useless to you. You can never touch that again. And like a reboot, I love that too, because anybody who uses a PC, I use a Mac, so I don't have to worry about these issues. But anybody who uses a PC, after several months, their computer starts getting so bogged down and so performance degrading with software and patches and new stuff that they load on, that the only time they ever experience a speed increase is if they literally reboot the computer. And that's what you're doing with the human body.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like, I get asked this a lot. Like, how do I know if I need to go on a reboot is a question I get asked a lot. Because a lot of people say, you know, I eat relatively healthy, but, you know, I get these neck aches, I get headaches, I've got a bit of dandruff, I've got, you know, little ailments that they've never been able to get rid of, right? Mm-hmm. And I say, look, well, here's the thing. It's 15 days of your life. What have you got to lose? Why don't you give it a shot? And if you handle it easy, like if, you know, on day 1, 2, and 3 of your reboot, that you are absolutely having no problems whatsoever, you don't feel any discomfort, then guess what? What you were doing beforehand was fantastic. Keep going. But if you experience any pain, if you struggle anywhere in the first 2 to 3 days, then you needed a reboot. Does that make sense, Thomas?
Yeah. Okay. So when you started your reboot, what was it like for you going through the first couple days?
I thought that a semi-trailer 16-wheeler had run over me and reversed back over. I thought I'd been hit by a truck at 100 mile an hour. I couldn't get out of bed. I mean, I wish I'd known more about how to film then, because I would have filmed a lot more of it. I mean, I was that sick, I was saying, I don't want the cameras near me. But I realized, obviously, later, that's the time that you want the cameras, right? So we only got a little bit of that footage in the film. But I honestly was as sick as a dog.
I remember in the film, you're, those scenes, you're just laying in your bed. That's all it was. You were just laying in your bed in your...
Couldn't get up. I couldn't lift my head off the pillow.
So at this point, did you...
massive caffeine, sugar withdrawals. I mean,
did you know that
was
what was going on at the time? Did you know that was what was going on at the time? Or did you have a thought for 1 second that, whoa, this might not be healthy. Maybe I should stop.
For 1 second, I thought that for 48 hours. I mean, I was ready to throw it all in a couple of times. I mean, I was thinking, this is unbelievable. I've got 60 days of this. I mean, you've got to think about it. On night two, night three, I'm thinking this is going to be unbearable. How can I do 2 months of this?
Yeah,
you don't know it's going to give up. You know, you don't know
what
it's going to get better.
What kept you from doing that?
Well, I mean, I'd hired all these people. I had a camera on me. I mean, that was part of the whole challenge that I'd, you know... I was living in hope that it would get better. And, you know, I've got to be honest, if it probably had stuck like that for 15, 16 days, I probably would have given in. But you know what's funny?
Despite all the science and all the theory behind what you were doing that was telling you was right, that feeling, the pain that you were experiencing was so great, you were just about to throw in the towel.
Well, I wasn't about to throw the towel in on day two or three. If I had have been like that for
15 to 16 days is what you're saying.
But it wasn't, right? On day five, I woke up and like I had this, I was like a new person. I had this incredible sense of like being able to smell, being able to hear, being able to move better. I was able to concentrate. It was like, you know, all the sleeping, all the sweating, all the pain I'd gone through. I was just a new person after 5 days.
If you do a completely committed 100% reboot of your body, the more sick and toxic you are, then you should expect to feel a lot of discomfort in the first few days, just like you did.
Absolutely. I didn't need to feel the pain as much as I did, because remember, I didn't eat the fruit and vegetables to get the system working. I mean, a lot of the discomfort I was having was because I'd had a high processed meal the day before and straight into juicing, and so you haven't got the fiber to help pass the waste. So if you actually go back to what I said earlier about doing a 5-5-5, it's going to be easier. You're still going to have the withdrawals and you're still going to go through the pain, but it's not going to be as bad as going straight from a high processed diet to juicing only.
Okay, that's cool. So so the protocol that you developed, that you share now, helps you ease into it a little more comfortably.
I've learned a lot in the 5 years I've been doing this. So the more that I do this, and I reboot once every 3 months. I mean, I just love the idea of just juicing for 10 days at a time, every 3 months. And I look at that as I'm giving my body a vacation. I'm sending my digestive system on a break. And that kind of a rest, that kind of a reboot that I get to do is just I cherish those moments and times. I love it. I get excited about it. And, you know, I feel amazing doing it. I don't really deal with any struggle, any pain now in day one, two, or three. I actually look forward to it.
Wow. In the film, I believe you did it for 60 days, right?
That's correct.
And quickly summarize. What were the changes in the results in your body after 60 days?
Well, the biggest change was that the swelling that I had experienced for 8 years basically dissipated. One of the things that people, and there's been tens of thousands of people that have done reboot since, and the biggest single comment that I get back positive is how this helps with edema or swelling in the body. So people who have joints, ankles, wrists, elbows, knees, hips, back, neck that swell and they have problems with swelling, almost instantaneous relief after 2 to 3 days. So that was one of the biggest things I noticed. The puffiness around the face, around the eyes, around the neck, the gills, if you like, I like to call them. The fact that you are able to not have the emotional ups and downs and the swings, and life's a lot more peaceful.
Hmm.
The ability to be able to concentrate.
Oh, wow.
The fact that your skin feels new again. The amount of times you go to the bathroom to urinate, but you're going every hour. So that's a good thing. So that you're constantly, because you're drinking a lot of water while you're doing this as well, to flush out the system. Obviously, the joints, because the swelling's gone, they don't hurt as much. And you can bend down, you can use your knees, ankles. You become more supple, I guess is the word, where you can stretch out more and you feel like moving more. Your hair gets better. Your eyes clear up. Your sense of smell, sense of hearing, the ability to see improves. And that's because back on the savannah when there was no food around, when you were in a sort of state like this, you needed to increase your senses to be able to help find food. So that's just a natural survival reaction that happens in the body. Your sleep is better and your dreams are better. You remember your dreams. Quite incredible how lucid your dreams become.
Wow.
Do I need to go on with any more?
Well, I want to talk more about your results that you receive. I remember in the film, when I looked at it, just comparing what you looked like on day one to day 60, you were a completely changed human being. I mean, you looked fit after 60 days. And day one, you were just, you're obese. You could hardly move. You know, it looked like it was even a struggle for you to talk. I mean, I could see it in your breathing. I mean, I'm an exercise physiologist, so I look at a lot of different things. I looked, you were really struggling just to get words out of your mouth. I was looking at how much your body was literally flexing and expanding just to get air through your lungs. And then by day 60, you know, here you are, you're half the size and you're moving so well. And your skin looked amazing. Your skin, you looked at least 10 to 15 years younger after 60 days. Yep. Not just the way you looked, but also your energy, the amount of best way to describe it, it's like you're full of life after day 60. And on day one, I swear to God, you looked like a guy who was headed for the grave.
I had 1 foot in the grave.
You already had 1 foot in the grave. How many pounds did you lose?
I lost 82 pounds in the 60 days.
Wow.
And then in the next 3 months of eating fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, and seeds, I lost another sort of 20 pounds.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. So, you know, I want to – ever since you had – this film came out and you created the community that you did and you're sharing to the world how to do this, what are some of the most dramatic body transformations that you've witnessed with your protocol and other people?
Well, obviously, Phil, who's the truck driver in the film, Phil Staples, went from 429 pounds to 225 and now sort of sits around 250, 260. I mean, he's one of those incredible transformations. Look, I get emails and photos every day and weekly. I mean, every day I get them, but I get like hundreds a week of messages of people that have had incredible success stories and share with me. And you know, we are working on a new film right now, and we're hoping to share some of those with our audience to show these sorts of dramatic changes. And I think it's one of those things, Thomas, that if you look at the modern day experiment that we're doing, we have got a billion people around the planet that are experimenting with disease, well, they're creating what I call diseases of nutritional ignorance. Mm. And we have a billion people effectively spending, 90-95% of their time in what we call the fun part of town, right? Animal and processed.
Mm. Yes,
and
of course.
They're only spending 5% of the time in the plant world. Now, we have this experiment going on, and we actually know the results now. The results are in. And that is, 27% of those people die of heart disease, 25% die of cancer, 10% die of stroke, 5% die of Alzheimer's, 5% from diabetes.
Yep.
The list goes on all these diseases of nutritional ignorance. So we know what happens if that is the sort of lifestyle, if that's where you want to get your energy from. You know, you've got three choices. You want to choose the energy in the fun part of town? Well, guess what? After a long time in the fun part of town, it ain't fun anymore. So what I am trying to do is inspire, educate, entertain, make it more fun, easier, be more accessible, create the demand to spend more time in what I call the essential part of town. And so the transformations that we see, because there are so many people, a billion people, that are waking up and realizing it and trying a reboot or doing something similar that other people are out there sharing, then the transformations are going to keep happening because people are going from one extreme to the negative extreme to the positive extreme. And when you have people go in extremes, you see great change. And I get asked a lot, you know, how important is exercise in all of this? And the answer is exercise is critical in all of this. But it depends what type of exercise. You know, there's a show called The Biggest Loser where they get in there and flog these people and make them go absolutely crazy. I'm not a big fan of that. I don't think that works for most people. What I'm all about is getting people to move. Moving, to me, is exercise. Mm. So moving can be walking, it can be jogging, it can be running, it can be playing tennis, playing basketball, it can be playing golf, it can be yoga, it can be all things that you get out and do things and move. Our bodies have evolved to move. That's what we do. We do it really, really well.
Yep.
But when we don't move for long periods of time, our bodies forget how to move, and the muscles and the joints that all work in that symphony of movement become tired, not as good. And if you're putting in the wrong fuel, then you're going to sit longer. So if you can switch the fuel up and put the right fuel in, the natural progression is that you want to move because you've got great extra energy.
Mm.
So for me, exercise is critical, but the first things first, is to get your fuel right, get the right type of energy going into the body.
It's like trying to drive a really, really, really nice Italian car, but you're putting the worst type of gas in it. You can damage the engine.
Correct.
So what you're saying is clean it out, and put the best, highest quality stuff you possibly can in there. Let it run through all the pipes, all the valves, so it's just lubricated in the best stuff possible. Then you're ready to hit the pedal to the metal.
And my message is one that I don't advocate, right? I'm not someone out there advocating fanaticism of extremes. The extreme that I'm talking about is a short period of time to get your health and zing back. Then, you know, like once you're past that period and you've got your health back, like I did 5 months to get my health back. Now, if I'd gone back almost straight away to 95% animal and processed and 5% plant, I have no doubt, Thomas, that I'd be back being sick right now if I'd done that.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
So we're not talking about this being a cure that you just do this and all of a sudden you're done for life and you can go back to your old ways. We're not talking about that. But we're also not talking about staying at 100% plant either, unless, of course, you want to, and that's everyone's personal choice. And believe me, some people do, and I tip my hat to that. In fact, they get down and bow. But for most of the people out there, they want to be able to enjoy a piece of chocolate cake. They want to be able to go and have a steak. They want to be able to go and do a burger with. And I say to them, knock yourself out. Enjoy it. Have fun. But just think about this. Think about how are you going to, every day that you wake up, how are you going to navigate that day where you are going to get the vital nutrients, the nutrition, the vitamins, the minerals, phytochemicals? How are you going to get those into your system via plant food, not via some capsule, not via animal, and not via processed, because you won't find them there. They need to come from plants. So if, as long as every day you do your best to get as much of it in your system as possible, that's all you can ask of yourself. And then if you want to have, like, go to the ball game on the weekend and you want to have a hot dog and you want to have a beer with your mates, go for it. Enjoy it. Don't treat yourself like, you know, don't create all this guilt around it. This is another thing, which I, one of my issues which I talk to people about is, don't look at food as being good or bad for you. Food is food. Food is energy. Just look at it in its holistic point of view and say, and for, am I getting enough plant food in my diet?
So the idea is,
if you are,
we got to make sure that we have a minimum amount of the living, nourishing foods that come from plants, that are plants, that are plants. And the other stuff is recreational. Don't make so I mean, now understand the audience you're talking to here for the Vegan Body Revolution. So if they go to the ball game, they're going to be eating the tofurkey and the soy hot dogs instead, which is
I understand that.
Which isn't healthy. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not healthy. But what you're saying, I think, if I understand you correctly, is look at that food as recreational, not your primary component of your diet, and don't trick yourself into thinking that you're getting healthier by eating those hot dogs. The health comes from the living, natural, whole foods, the vegetables and the plants and the fruits.
That's right?
That's what you're saying. So make sure you have that and make that the base every day.
Exactly. And the other thing is, Thomas, is that everybody is different. Every single person listening to this show today is different from you and I, and you and I are different. So your health and your strength and your system may be a lot healthier than mine, for example. Okay? So you can afford to have more indulgences, let's say it, than I can. Okay? Because my system isn't as strong as yours, and what we need to do is to get our systems as strong as they possibly can be.
Right.
And the way to do that is by going all plant.
Yeah.
All plant can reverse disease, it can reverse aging, it can get your system up to absolute 100% optimum productivity and health. And when you're at that point, that is when you can enjoy and have fun in what I call the fun part of town. And I know your audience is all vegan, but I talk to an audience that's, you know, a billion people, and that's why I try to be more of like, hey, you've got to live in this world. Let's work out a way we can live in this world.
I know exactly what you're talking about. So create as much health as humanly possible so that your body has the strength to take care of all the toxins that you put into it by eating the bad food. I mean, it's really easy to understand what the good food is and the bad food is, right? And so you're just saying, I agree with you, Joe. I see the biggest problem with a lot of diets is there's way too much focus on what not to eat, and there's very little focus on what to eat, right? It's all about all the diets
also,
out there is about deprivation.
They're all about counting these calories.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all calories. Very complicated. And as you and I both know, you know, I could have put Phil Staples on a Big Mac reboot. He could have had two Big Macs a day and you would have lost weight, but he wouldn't be healthy. He wouldn't have got off his medication. He would look sick. But that, you know, that movie's been done. Supersize Me. So we know it's not about calories. We know it's about the nutritional density of calories.
I agree with you 100%. It's all about the raw materials, and every nutrient you put in your body has a very important purpose. And what I see is people are starving themselves of essential nutrients that their cells need. And you can only really get that. You can get the complete array from as much living plant food as possible. So I know we don't have a lot of time left.
You know, I speak to people about the five colors. You know, you've got red, purple, orange, yellow, and green. They're your five primary colors of the fruit and vegetable rainbow. And if all you're consuming is green, then you're missing out on those beautiful purples and reds, yellows and oranges. So you've got to make sure you get all the colors. You know, get a plate of salad or fruit salad or veggies or however you want to do it during the day in your juices, in eating it whole. But you'll want to try and get as much of that color as possible. And the reason we see in color, Thomas, is because of fruit and vegetables. No other animal on the planet that eats only one thing, for example, a horse or a cat or a dog, they all say in black and white, they only eat one thing.
Wow.
Because we eat a multitude of things, we needed color for survival.
Oh, wow, so, that's an interesting insight.
It's funny, what's color TV, just think about it, it's all because of frequencies.
That's an observation I've never noticed before. That's pretty cool. And we're going to park it right there for right now. Don't miss out on the next episode where we're going to share with you Joe's favorite, most simple actions that you can take right away to drastically improve your health and transform your body. Listen, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us and listening to this podcast. If you haven't picked up your copy of the free muscle building guide that I created on a vegan diet, just go to veganmusclebook.com. That's right, veganmusclebook.com, and download your free copy today. Also, hit me up. Send me an email. If you like this episode, you want to hear more of this type of stuff, let me know what you want to hear in regards to how to create the ultimate dream body on a vegan diet. Also, write us a review. That's right, on iTunes. Please, if you like this episode, show us some love. Give us a review. It helps us rank higher and also helps us get the message out to many more people. And hopefully together, we can help the world understand that it is possible to get the ultimate body on a 100% plant-based diet. I thank you so much. This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.